On a three-sweater afternoon in January some years back, I made my way to Fletcher in Comanche County, Oklahoma, to video a few of the life memories of Earl Manning, my then 92-year-old grandfather. Earl settled in the Chitwood area southwest of Ellick in Grady County with his family around 1924 and farmed on Roaring Creek in that area for at least 5 decades. After I came along, Earl became known as Pawpaw. As we talked that day, Pawpaw explained that the early day village of Ellick had grown up alongside what was then a major Oklahoma highway. For years, he said, a sprawling elm shade tree had marked the location where that old road crossed Soldier Creek, just west of town. As Pawpaw told it, this huge tree, in its prime only slightly smaller in circumference than a standard large round bale of hay, had likely been rooted there at least 75 years when he first saw it as a youngster some 75 years before. He pointed out that the tree had no doubt served as a landmark for generations of travelers on the highway that crossed Soldier Creek during Indian Territory days and long after Oklahoma statehood. As a fourth-generation Oklahoma native, Pawpaw's story prompted questions I had never before thought to ask. What was the heart of the South Central Ouachita Valley like before the earliest villages took root there? While many of the first pioneers of the area were known, how did those hardy souls make their way to that valley? And what brought them there? And what part did those earliest settlers play in the history of Oklahoma itself? As I set out on my journey to answer these questions, I found a surprising amount of information that seemed waiting for discovery. In the barely discernible etchings of old maps manipulated with modern technology, I found the Fort Cobb Trail, the earliest predecessor of that major state highway described by my grandfather. I undertook to follow the old trail, and along the way, I met a great many long-dead folk with stories as big as history itself. I learned that the tree of which Pawpaw spoke once stood alongside the oldest road through the heart of the South Central Ouachita Valley, a trail initially blazed by the back-breaking efforts of soldiers in service of the United States military as it pushed ever westward. I also found that deep connections existed among the simple places and people along that old road. I began to see our world with different eyes. No longer was I constrained by modern highways, the confines of towns, and the other landmarks that define the South Central Ouachita Valley today. I became situationally aware, conscious of the creeks, crooked fence rows, old rutted tracks, and other small clues offering glimpses into a world that no longer exists. County lines and section roads faded under the weight of the area's expansive past. Traveling back in time, I climbed into dank cellars, relived bloody Indian battles, and riffled through cryptic handwritten notes almost a century old. I climbed into the overwarm attics of area courthouses to blow dust off old plats and massive record books. I visited the many historical collections maintained along the road and found them staffed by dedicated volunteers more knowledgeable than I will ever be. And I pried from the ground bits of the lives of the old trail's earliest settlers from Elm Springs to Old Fred, gaining a sometimes ambivalent understanding of how those people lived and died and what their lives were like along the way. I chronicled information gained from new friends and walked the muddy banks of the fickle Ouachita with old friends. I traversed rich river bottom land, inspected prairie ridge lines, and savored the sweet scent of native blue stem. When I broke the dense, chocolate Ouachita Valley sod between my fingers, I finally gained an immediate and tactile understanding of why the earliest settlers, our forebears, chose this place in the first place. Along the way, I also learned more about who I am and who we are. And in these pages, I will lay out all I have learned in a story of the many voices of the South Central Ouachita Valley joined together for the first time as one. Finally, I undertook this project so our grandchildren, when they reach that certain age, will not have to cast about for an understanding of their history. They will know they have deep roots in old places along an even older road, a trail traveled during a time long past, when the journey was as much about the places along the way as it was the destination. Thank you, Teresa Moore, 2020.